Last year, Maryland recorded the lowest number of fatal car crashes since 1948. But the number of people struck and killed by cars is showing no such decline. In the first of two reports, WYPR's John Lee explains why the number of pedestrian fatalities remains so high.
It won't take you long to see a pedestrian accident waiting to happen at the intersection of Eastern Avenue and Rolling Mill Road at East Point Mall. Jennifer Utz is a division chief for the Baltimore County Fire Department.
If we stand here long enough, we'll see distracted drivers, we'll see distracted pedestrians. We'll see pedestrians walk across the street looking at their cell phones or texting or listening to iPods.
Nicholas Thomas catches the bus here all the time. He says he sees pedestrians dashing across Eastern Avenue.
They're not going to the crosswalk. They stop right here, try to cross.
About 20% of the people killed in automobile accidents in Maryland are on foot. On average, that's 105 people each year. In 2014, 21 pedestrians died in Baltimore County alone. Elise Armacost with the Baltimore County Police Department says the pedestrians are to blame in most of those accidents, and they often happen in busy commercial corridors.
Where you have multi-lanes, a lot of traffic, and folks trying to get across those roads by just walking in the middle of the traffic.
But Steve Holt with Citizens Planning and Housing Association says it's more complicated than that. Holt says there's a tendency to blame pedestrians when the real problem is roads that were not designed with people on foot in mind.
Anytime where there's a long stretch of road and there's no intersection and there's foot traffic and people are trying to get around, you're always going to see pedestrian fatalities.
Citizens Planning and Housing Association joined five other transit groups in November to send a letter to the state asking that no new roads be built in Maryland until the ones we have are safe. Holt says there are traps, such as poorly designed sidewalks and roads, that put pedestrians in danger.
So when we're spending our transportation funding on projects that put more cars on the road, have them travel faster, make it harder for people to get across, we're actually going the wrong direction on pedestrian safety.
A spokesman for the State Highway Administration says it is committed to enhancing pedestrian safety. This includes adding and improving sidewalks and crosswalks. For instance, the state is spending more than $22 million this year on sidewalks alone, and state officials say it takes more than safety projects to reduce pedestrian fatalities.
It's a problem that is very vexing.
That's Tom Gianni, who is in charge of the Maryland Transportation Department's Highway Safety Office.
Pedestrians don't come with airbags, and it doesn't matter who's right or wrong. If a vehicle hits a pedestrian, the pedestrian's going to get the worst of it.
Gianni says there are many factors as to why people are getting killed. Speed, alcohol, and time of day come into play. This is the most dangerous time of year because it gets dark so early. He says everyone needs to be on their game. Pedestrians need to cross streets only at intersections. They need to wear bright clothes at night. As for drivers, they need to assume pedestrians can be anywhere, especially around bus stops. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
In Ocean City, no pedestrians have been killed in nearly 4 years. And tomorrow during Morning Edition, John Lee reports on how Ocean City has improved pedestrian safety and whether those improvements could be replicated elsewhere in Maryland.